36 hours in Joburg. A few years ago, I went on a book tour of South Africa. It was the beginning of my love affair with this magical continent. Before the work started, I had a day and a half in Johannesburg. The thing is, Johannesburg has a terrible reputation for violence, and certainly on the drive from the airport, all the houses looked like grim, blank-faced fortresses. So my publishers had installed himself and myself in a cosy hotel in a safe suburb, where we were less likely to get raped and shot. However, I'd been all geared up for African otherness, and almost cried at our red, swirly carpet and pink, flowery room. It looked like Surrey. Disconsolate, I switched on the telly looking for the South African Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. I was keen to add to my collection. I'd seen it in Japanese, Czech and German, and instead I found the Pan-African news, and I was shot through with a deep thrill at being on this vast continent. Because we'd come in on an overnight flight, we slept for a lot of the day, which was lucky because we were under the strictest instruction to go nowhere on our own. Nowhere. Around 7 that evening, just as the rose-covered walls were starting to close in, Karen, my publicity girl, sprung us and took us to an area full of bars, restaurants, music, and throngs of tall, thin Xhosa and Zulu. Not a bit like Surrey. I cheered up a bit. But after Karen had parked her jeep, she foraged for a rand to give to the guys minding the cars. She muttered something about how embarrassing all this need for security was, so I told her how we have the same situation in Ireland, how they're called lock-hard men. Then I noticed something, and abruptly I shut up. Irish lock-hard men don't carry AK-47s. On Sunday morning, I had a hair appointment, and as the salon was actually in the hotel, Karen was prepared to let me go without an escort.